Oil tankers bring in about 15 million gallons of oil every day to Washington State. Well, starting Thursday, those ships are required to have double hulls to reduce the risk of an oil spill. The change has been in the works for decades. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
It often happens this way. It takes a crisis to spur action.
The supertanker Exxon Valdez ran aground off the port of Valdez in southern Alaska today and broke open. So far, nearly 8.5 million gallons of oil have spilled into Prince William Sound.
A year after what was then the nation's worst oil spill, the U.S. Congress required oil tankers to have double hulls. The Oil Pollution Act of 1990 gave shipowners 25 years to phase out their single-hull tankers. It also required tugboat escorts for oil tankers in Puget Sound. To this day, tankers sailing on other Washington state waters don't have to have tug escorts.
Double hulls only work if you hit the ground, whereas tug escorts are preventative from having you hit the ground.
Fred Fellerman works on oil spills for Friends of the Earth.
The first 70 miles of the Strait of Juan de Fuca are without tug escort.
Tugs aren't required at Grays Harbor or the Columbia River either, and double hulls aren't required on cargo ships. They carry a lot less oil than tankers do. Still, a big cargo ship can carry a couple million gallons of thick bunker fuel. Department of Ecology officials say about half the cargo ships in Puget Sound store their bunker fuel right up against their outer hull. Newer cargo ships have fuel tanks in less vulnerable parts of the ship. While environmental activists have focused their attention on oil trains, most of the state's oil still arrives by ship. But proposals for energy export terminals could lead to more oil being shipped in rail cars and oil tankers. Earlier this month, a panel assembled by Governor Jay Inslee recommended ways to make both kinds of oil transport safer. The recommendations include tugboat escorts beyond Puget Sound. As for the Exxon Valdez itself, the oil tanker that got this all started was renamed several times after its big oil spill. It was eventually converted to a cargo ship. The Oriental Nicety, a.k.a. the ship formerly known as the Exxon Valdez, wound up in a scrap heap in India in 2012. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.